Hey everyone, it's Sam again. Just wanted to, come do one more boo for now. My other boo got a little rambly about music and, I don't know. Some people know this, but some people don't, is that music is and has always been an integral part of my life. I can't sing worth a damn. I never actually got to play drums after middle school, though I would have liked to do drums. Even though the teacher and everybody around me said, "Oh, you can't play drums, you can't see well enough." And I just literally glare them down and go, "Well, hell, if Stevie Wonder can do it, why the hell can't I?" So they'd let me at the drums, although I wasn't allowed in the band, because I couldn't read sheet music, as the damn people wouldn't make it large print. They didn't know about that back then. Damn it. At least my school didn't. They didn't understand. So, past grade 7, I never got to play drums. Damn it. I love drums, so I'm always drumming on something. I don't know if you know this, but if you watch me when I'm listening to a real good beat, I'll be sitting there bopping. Okay, and my bopping involves my whole body. Well, most of it. It's either my right foot going, my left foot going. Okay, they're bobbing from I put my toes on the ground and I just beat the heel. And I've noticed Stevie does that too, which is, that feels weird. The two of us do it the same way. That's just like, okay, yeah. But my body gets into it. My head, of course. I'm a head bopper from with my music. Most of my friends, know that know me really well. My mother, though, she's done this since I was a child. Every time I start bopping the head, at least, she'll try and grab my head and stop it, and I just shake it out of her. Or if I'm bopping my body, like rocking, she'll try and walk along with me, which is just pathetic, but yeah. So I've always done that. I've never really been a dancer as such, but I can bebop. My friend Bill, back in the day, gosh, it must have been 14 or 15. Then I was in grade 9, and this guy at school, he was visually impaired like me. We were the only two visually impaired in school. I'm sorry, I did not mean to yawn, but he was legally blind, of course, already. He didn't carry a cane, but he definitely was legally blind. He even admitted it. He had one eye that was totally blinded, and his other eye was legally blind. And myself, I didn't have the legalization of blind yet, but I knew I was definitely there. I couldn't see well, and I'd see all these blind people on the bus coming back from CNIB, and I realized I was a lot like them. but he taught me to just let your body loose and just, I'd listened to Stevie Wonder, of course, all my life, but I'd never seen, I think I'd seen him once or twice on TV and that was it. And of course, our TV, I couldn't see very well, so I couldn't really tell what he was doing, although I saw him moving around a lot and I thought that was cool. And then Billy taught me to let my body fly with the music, with the beat, with the tune, and I just have ever since just done it, and then about, I guess it was 7 or 8 years ago, I was watching, there was this old video service, and I don't remember the name of it, but it had videos of stuff, and then I found an old Stevie Wonder concert on the computer. Someone got me a copy of it, and I was just like, holy shit, that's exactly what I like to do. So ever since, I've just let my body fly. And now YouTube, the closest I've come to a Stevie Wonder concert in person would be YouTube. I came close a couple of times, but I just didn't have money for tickets, so I'd stand outside and listen to the music coming out of the building. And that's my dream, is to go see Stevie. And possibly, hopefully, this is an ultimate dream, to meet him in person and say, "Hey man, thank you for making my life as amazing as it is and for changing my life." But that's it, y'all. Go kiss yourself. Yes. Bye.